You can cross the Houston Astros off the list of major league teams without a World Series title. The Astros are champions in their 56th big lead season, following a 5-1 win over the Dodgers in Game 7 at Los Angeles. They did it with another big homer from George Springer and an outstanding performance from their bullpen. Houston was able to coast after scoring 5 times off a losing pitcher, Yu Darvish, who was lifted after just an inning and 2/3 for the second consecutive start. The Astros scored twice in the top of the first on an error by first baseman Cody Bellinger and an RBI grounder. Pitcher Lance McCullers later drove in a run with a second inning grounder before Springer's 2-run home run made it 5-0 later in the inning, chasing Darvish. Springer tied a World Series record with 5 home runs. He also became the first player to homer in 4 consecutive games during the same Fall Classic. Darvish also was lifted with 2 outs in the second inning of Game 3, which the Astros won 5-3. His ERA in the World Series is 21.60. McCullers also received a quick hook, although he left with a 5-0 lead after allowing 3 hits over 2 1/3 innings. It was the first time neither starting pitcher got past the third inning in the Game 7 of a World Series, but that didn't matter once the Astros relievers began to frustrate the Dodgers. Andre Ethier ended Houston's series-clinching shutout bid with an RBI single in the 6th. It was the final hit of the year for the Dodgers as Houston's pen retired its final 11 hitters to wrap up the series. Winning pitcher Charlie Morton closed it out with 4 innings of 1-run relief. The Patriots have signed former 49ers quarterback Brian Hoyer to be at Tom Brady's backup. Hoyer was released by San Francisco Tuesday, a day after the team acquired Jimmy Garoppolo in a trade with New England. Hoyer began his career as Brady's backup in New England in 2009, and he has spent time with 7 NFL teams during his 9-year career. Vikings general manager Rick Spielman says the organization has not yet determined whether to activate quarterback Teddy Bridgewater from the physically unable to perform list next week. Spielman says Bridgewater will be evaluated again following practice Monday. Spielman will discuss the situation with Coach Mike Zimmer, the medical staff, and Bridgewater's surgeon before a final call is made. Suspended Browns receiver Josh Gordon has been conditionally reinstated by NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell and can begin practicing on November 20th unless he runs into further trouble. Gordon hasn't played since the 2014 season and will have to comply with personal conduct requirements. Gordon had been suspended indefinitely since 2016 for multiple violations of the league's substance abuse policy. The college football playoffs say the national championship game will be held in Miami Gardens, Florida, Indiana, Indianapolis, Inglewood, California, and Houston from 2021 through 2024. Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis will be the first cold weather site for the championship in 2022. Cleveland Cavaliers held a lengthy meeting before Wednesday's game against the Indiana Pacers after falling under 500. Didn't help, though. The Pacers shot 16 of 28 from the three-point line and handed the Cavs their 4th consecutive loss, 124-107. The Cavs lost for the 5th time in 6 games and dropped to 3-5 overall, despite LeBron James' 33 points and 11 assists. Meanwhile, things continue to look up for the Philadelphia 76ers. Ben Simmons came within 1 assist of a triple-double, finishing with 19 points, 13 rebounds in Philadelphia's 3rd straight win, a 119-109 decision over the Hawks. Joel Embiid had 21 points, 12 rebounds for the Sixers, who also received 22 points from Robert Covington to reach the 500 mark for the first time in 4 years. Elsewhere in the NBA on Wednesday, it was the Charlotte Hornets knocking off Milwaukee 126-121. Indiana again defeated the Cavs 124-107. It was the Suns knocking off the Wizards 122-116. Boston beat Sacramento 113-86. It was the Miami Heat over the Bulls 97-91. Houston knocked off the Knicks 119-97. Orlando got by Memphis 101-99. Minnesota knocked off the New Orleans Pelicans 104-98. It was the Denver Nuggets all over Toronto, 129-111, and the Utah Jazz beat the Portland Trailblazers, 112-103. And that is sports. Jeff Blankman reporting.